My name is Alison Stewart-Smith. It was an evening like any other. People were happy, laughing and joking. The band was playing. The night was in full swing. Then the helicopter fell out of the sky, crashing through the roof of the bar, crushing the people below, causing chaos and confusion. But in that moment of darkness and distress, something extraordinary happened. Instead of rushing for the exits, every man and woman for themselves, people stopped and helped each other. They formed a human chain to drag the injured out. Passers-by ran into the building to help without thought for their own safety. The emergency services worked tirelessly. Everyone pulled together. So often the media tells us the bad news about humanity. We turn on the radio or the TV and we hear about war, murder, abuse, racism. But the good news about humanity is that when the chips are down, our innate decency kicks in. Someone once asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbour?" Well, Jesus said, "It's the person who gets stuck in and helps without thought of the danger or cost to him or herself." On Friday night, the people of Glasgow didn't need to ask who their neighbour was. They just got stuck in. I believe that deep down in all of us is the instinct for goodness and decency. God's goodness at the heart of humanity, planted more deeply than all that is wrong. Reflecting on the events of Friday to a cathedral packed with people who came seeking sense and solace, Reverend Lawrence Whitley said, "At such times it is difficult to find hope, but hope we must, so that nothing denies the triumph of the human spirit. When we do what is good and right and true, God is strengthened. He is able to bring his goodness to bear." Of course, what happened on Friday night was a tragedy, and we shouldn't underestimate its impact on those who were involved and those who lost loved ones. But sometimes it takes a tragedy like that to remind us who we really are. God's imprint in us gets smudged and smothered all too easily. But every time we choose to do what is good and right and true, we are not only following the deepest, truest instincts of our hearts, we are reflecting the goodness of the God whose imprint we bear.
Breakout Radio, made in County Durham. www.breakout-radio.co.uk